The federal stimulus legislation may help rural Alaska upgrade broadband service for faster internet connection, but organizations need to be ready to act quickly. That was the message of a teleconference organized yesterday by the University of Alaska and the Institute of the North. President of Palmer-based Alex Hills Associates, Dr. Alex Hills, was the discussion moderator and said around 1% or $7.2 billion of stimulus funds have been allocated for broadband deployment. Dr. Hills says high-speed internet is important in America because the U.S. is behind other countries, about 15th for broadband speed.
And far behind nations like Japan and Korea in the availability of broadband or high-speed internet services. So this particular part of the stimulus package is aimed at trying to remedy that situation by making grants available to various kinds of organizations to increase the speed of the internet service, to build new facilities, and so on.
Hills repeatedly stressed the importance for education organizations, telecommunication companies, and tribal organizations to get busy building their applications now. Even though the rulemaking process could be delayed till the spring or summer, funding awards must be made by September 2010, which leaves just a year for submissions and review.
There's a good chance that the agencies will, if they delay, then they may take that out on the proposers in terms of requiring some fairly short deadlines for the submission of proposals. So that's another reason why we in Alaska need to act quickly, get ready, and when the guidelines come out, then be able to quickly put their proposals together so they can be submitted under what may be a fairly short deadline.
Hill says high-speed connectivity is increasingly important because it is tied to how people engage in modern society. He says building economies in rural Alaska will rely on broadband deployment to aid that commerce. He says in the 1970s, there was a big push to get basic telecommunications into remote Alaskan communities.
And now we have another opportunity to get modern telecommunication services, which translates to broadband internet, and to make that available throughout the rural parts of the state. So I'm really hoping that we can take advantage of that opportunity.
The Stimulus Act requires 75% of the broadband funding go to rural areas with insufficient internet speed. More information is at our website, aprn.org.